David Bartlett. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Prue, and great to be with you.
So,
and on my way to Maryborough.
Terrific. What are you actually going to be doing in Maryborough today?
Well, look, I guess post-politics, one of the things I'm really passionate about is regional Australia, and particularly the opportunity that I think ubiquitous broadband and digital technologies offer regional Australia to grow, both economically and socially. And I guess in lots of ways I'm on a bit of a crusade post-politics in that Tasmania, of course, got the first regional NBN rollouts and will be the first state to be fully built out with NBN. And I guess in some ways my reflections post-politics about what I got right and what I got wrong in articulating the transformation of regional economies and the transformation of regional communities with ubiquitous broadband, I'm keen to share that knowledge and that sort of learning, I suppose, with other regional communities, and that's what I'm doing here.
The take-up in Tasmania, you mentioned that it was rolled out there first. The take-up was pretty slow in Tassie. Why do you think that was? Do you think that's going to be a feature of the rest of the rollout?
Well, look, I think one of the things we obsess about is take-up rates, and I think it's the wrong thing to obsess about. You know, I always used to use the story that when we rolled out hydroelectricity, the first hydro dam in Tasmania in 1917, it would have been odd to ask the then Governor General who cut the ribbon of it, you know, do you think this newfangled electricity stuff is going to catch on? Are people going to give up their kerosene fridges, really? And it's a bit the same sort of question. And you know, people in Victoria relate to the Snowy scheme as well, no doubt. It's a piece of infrastructure that I think is necessary for Australia's globally competitive future. But more importantly, it's a piece of infrastructure that is a catalyst for communities and particularly regional economies, because I think the CBDs will pretty much look after themselves, if you like, for regional economies to reimagine how they create wealth, to reimagine how they communicate with their customers, with their constituents, with their stakeholders, with their investors, visitors, and for communities to reimagine how they solve old public policy problems in new and innovative ways. And really, that's the guts of ubiquitous broadband. It's not about higher speeds necessarily, although that's important. It's about the ubiquity. It's about everybody being connected. And when everybody is connected, extraordinary things can happen to those communities that build capacity and capability.
So you don't think that take-up in the initial stages is an important thing, that it will just take care of itself eventually?
It's an important thing to front-page news editors, and it's an important thing to politicians, which I'm not anymore. To me, it's much less important. What's really important is that communities understand the potential of these technologies to create new wealth, to create new business models. You know, regional Australia's got a lot of things against it. The high Australian dollar, decline in traditional industries like manufacturing, downturns in tourism industry. So what is the one thing that regional Australia's got going for it, in my view, very strongly, is the rollout of the NBN, bringing people together around new ways of creating wealth, new ways of attracting people to live and to work and to play and visit regional Australia, and new ways of solving, highly innovative ways of solving public policy problems. So I'll give you an example of that. Just one really in Boston, in a suburb of Boston.
Looks like we might be losing you in our notoriously patchy mobile phone coverage. David Bartlett, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Okay, we'll see if we can push on. Nope. No, we've lost you.